Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. It is the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tribbles in for Tiffany. All the gang is here. Now, Squid, you look like you popped like three Xanax for. For the show started.
He was a little muted in that crossover, wasn't he?
Muted.
He was a little.
Do I look that bad?
Just a little lethargic.
Yeah, a little.
The exhaust in your eyes.
I used to have a coach that called it low toned. Well, you're a little low toned down here.
Yeah, you know, I do struggle with some seasonal allergies from here to there, here and there. And I did the yard on Saturday, kind of scalped it down, cut all that dead grass out of the Bermuda. And so maybe.
And just burn it.
Gasoline in there, that'll work.
Just throw a tire on there.
No, in all honesty, you not gasoline, but for Bermuda, the best way to scalp the yard and to cleanse it and to get the best growing back is to burn it. But for some reason or another, my neighborhood frowns upon it. So I tend to go away from that method, Rob. But that is a good call. But anyway, and then I spent the entire day on the golf course yesterday, as Mike mentioned in the handoff. So, yeah, I'm battling. I'm struggling with the allergies, a little lethargic. I'm a little medicated with the allergy medicine. But you know what?
Does it have narcotic properties? Got an extra?
Oh, one can only hope.
Pills are good.
Well, I mean, we can always raid the desk and see what we find.
I do have to, speaking of which, I do have to give a shout out to my guy Brett Levelons. They were with us in the fall, you know, and they came and hooked the yard up. And I got my daughter, Rob, turned two this past weekend. I had a birthday party Sunday, so my parents were in town. And there's just something about my father walking in the backyard and being like, hey, man, grass looks nice.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Cool validation.
Like, thanks, man. You know, this is some childhood.
All I wanted That's was all, for you to hey. Love me.
I just want the backyard to look good when my dad comes to play with my kids. So the backyard's looking good. I got different grass. I got zoysia in the front and fescue in the back, man. So feeling good.
I'm not rich enough to have backyard grass. We just got trees and pine straw.
Again, shout out to Brett at Levelons for coming up and hooking it up. Otherwise, it was a little bit of a cow pasture before that.
You know what's funny is now that we're on backyard tangents, my boy from Red Bobber stopped by Saturday to drop off a couple of hats, and we were talking about he was looking at the trees in the backyard, and I go, yeah. I was like, you know, I've given up on the dream of having a backyard here because it's all trees, and the way it's sloped, I would have to cut all the trees down, come in with a Bobcat skid loader and grade the backyard. And I was like, yeah, unless I win the Mega Millions, I'm never going to have grass. And he's like, is it that bad? I go, yeah, I go. It would cost me about $80,000 to get my backyard.
Dude, the answer is simple, and I think you. I think everybody here can. And I know we got to get to the Braves win last night, but it's very simple: a putting green. I mean, after all the homes we saw on Laurel Springs,
everybody has a putting green.
Has a pool.
Everybody has a pool, but there was a number of them that had their own putting greens back there, and I was like, dude, I'd move.
Where is that, Swanee?
Yep.
Yeah, Swanee,
the north side of Swanee, you
they
go
have
400.
Something called
money?
Acreage.
Oh, and yeah. Money. I was going to say money. Well, no, but the point for me is that it would cost at least $20,000 to cut all the trees down, and you're looking at another. I would have to grade it even for the putting green. Even if I put an artificial putting green in there, I'd have to grade all of it for the runoff, put drains in, and then, you know, I'm looking at, that's still $50,000 right there.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
No, I just...
$50,000, you just buy a new house.
Yeah, maybe, as long as a tree doesn't fall in my house, we're good.
Well, knock on wood. Anyhow, Rob, what has it been? 3 weeks since we've seen you?
A couple weeks.
Yeah, man.
I was with Randy all week last week.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Just fine, as always.
I always like hanging out with Randy doing a show, man.
Hold
chopping
on.
It up.
You had a day of Gabe in there as well.
Oh, yeah, the day of
Gabe. Oh, Gabe Orton was with you, huh?
Gabe Orton.
Yeah, how'd that go, man?
He yelled at me for 3 hours.
Dude, he got hot with me on Friday night. I told him like 3 weeks ago I'd come get wings with him. I had like a hall pass from the wife, and then this past weekend he was like, "Oh, you got your parents in town. Maybe you can, you know, finally make that happen." And I was like, "He had to bail 3 weeks ago, so this past week I was like, dude, there's probably a 5% chance I can make that happen." Yeah. So I texted him Friday night. I said, "Hey, not happening." He goes, "Called it." I was like, "No, dude, you didn't call it. I literally told you there was slim to no chance that was ever going
to
happen."
I mean, so. He was standing up there to my left here at this big table inside the Kia Studios, leaning in my direction and yelling the whole time. The most emphatic, impassioned.
You're wrong, Rob Tribble.
With that smug look on his face.
Yeah,
you know, he's been in radio for a long time, and he's actually a very smart radio guy. But the one thing he has yet to figure out is that the microphone will amplify your voice. You do not have to scream into
there
it.
There are levels to this thing, Gabe Orton.
Mike, one thing we did miss, since he's not and Dylan said pinch hitter, and it's not wrong, but you're not a pinch hitter. You're our sixth man.
Yeah.
And you're a member of the show as much as anyone. But it was Rob's birthday last week.
Oh, man.
Thursday, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Dude, your birthday was on Thursday?
It was.
That was my daughter's birthday.
He turned 38.
April 11th.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yes. Yes.
So happy 38th birthday.
38 again. Absolutely. Pretty nondescript birthdays now for the most part. But
you know. Dang, Bo, you're older than Rob? It's crazy,
yeah,
man.
I know. I mean,
unbelievable.
As much as Rob, that shows you how studied and well read Rob is to know all the things he does.
Well, also, how seriously he takes his health.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to my liver. Hey, Braves get the 6-1 victory last night over the. Are they going back to being the Astros? Off to a 6-12 start. 6-1 final. Blows up for 4 runs in the ninth, did the Braves.
Yeah, they got those 4 runs off Josh Hader, who is one of the better closers in baseball. Wasn't a save situation, but it's still a chance to get him work. It is weird seeing them at 6-12. There are. I looked at some of the guys. They're running a lot of young pitchers in right now. Pitching is an issue for them, it seems like, in the starting rotation. But, Rob, there was a really cool moment. Darius Vines starts last night for the Braves. We've seen him a couple of times. He's actually been good in his starts. And for the most part, other than some early inning trouble in the first inning, he was pretty good. He went 4 2/3. But I don't know if you read about it.
Yeah, 3 hits, 1 run. Walk 3, though, 4 strikeouts.
Yeah, I was reading after that. I think it was that first inning struggle. He came off the field. You know, the umpires check you, and they check your hands and your mitt. Phil Cousy, the umpire that was checking him, looked at him, and it was Jackie Robinson Day. And I guess they had talked earlier, and Darius Vines' father has passed away. And Phil Cousy said, "Hey, your dad would be really proud of this moment of you starting right here, and he's proud of you." And Darius talked about how
– jeez, man, that's heavy.
That's heavy, dude.
Darius,
I just teared up.
Seriously.
Well, it's cool because Darius talked about how it
calmed him.
It really kind of calmed him and set him. And then he went out and pitched, you know, what, another three and a two-third innings or something like that of scoreless ball.
So had the umpire been Angel Hernandez, he would have said, your dad's disappointed.
He'd have gotten shelled the rest of the way had it been Angel Hernandez.
Well, I don't know if Hernandez would have been able to make any kind of call on anything. You know, normally doesn't. The guy's brutal, but that's I don't ruin the moment.
This game to me teetered in the second inning, and both pitchers kind of struggling through at that point. And at one point, the Braves had the bases loaded, and I thought this game was getting ready to get broken wide open. And yet, both pitchers for the first couple innings kind of. I don't want to say needle their way out of, you know, massive jams, but that's exactly what happened. It seemed like both these offenses are getting ready to explode, and you got Darius Vine that finally kind of calmed down, like you said, got into the fifth. I actually think if the game, if Atlanta's offense had woken up before that, he might have had a chance to kind of slide through. Snitker really kind of managed this like a playoff game. He went lefty on lefty, and then he went righty on righty, and then goes back to Minor.
And Vines go through a third time.
He brought in Bummer, who he has seemed to like in some of these early, lefty on lefty matchups. And
Bummer's also settled in since that opening week.
Yeah, he has. And so it was just interesting to me. You see Yordan, guys like that come up. Bummer's going to get him. It goes back, Kyle Tucker. Goes back to the right-handers, and I think it was it Pierce Johnson or who threw after Bummer came out? And then you go back to Minner, and then you don't. And then by that time, your offense had woken up, and you were like, hey, Iglesias, just take a seat, baby. It's all good. We're gonna glide this thing in. So
I'm just trying to figure out, how did Darius Vines even get drafted? I'm not hating him. I'm just saying normally now with everyone so in love with a 95-mile-an-hour fast, he throws 90, but he has a great changeup.
Got the Bryce Elder repertoire.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, that's funny because I was reading someone actually compared him. And there, we talked about it, him and Elder. We talked about it yesterday, Rob. We were talking about when is Elder going to be brought up? What are they waiting for? Because it seems like he is the hands-down favorite at this point in time to kind of replace Strider in the rotation. And Mark Bowman had a good tweet that said, hey, look, Elder will start tonight in Gwinnett, and then it would kind of set him up to be the starter on Sunday. So that could be when they line up to have him. But you know what? You never know. Now Darius Vines had a good outing. Maybe they want to give another one.
That's what I was going to ask you. Did Darius Vines do enough to earn another one? That's the biggest question for me after last night.
I think it depends on where they stood before, and they might have already had their mind made up. And I don't know if he did enough last night, only going 4 2/3, to change their mind. Thought it was a good outing nonetheless, but I don't know if he did enough to change their mind if they were already had their mind made up.
All right, coming up, Raheem Morris sits down with Steve Wyche, and he has a lot to say. What are the Falcons going to do at 8? We'll get into that next on The Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 again.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm.
Is it some 41? Yeah, look at that.
Wait.
The old Madden 2004 soundtrack, I believe.
How you going to, like, criticize me when I do this on a daily basis, and then you're going to turn around and do it yourself, and then look at me while you do it? Like,
No. I asked him what it was. You sing it to him. And it's weird. You lock eyes with him through the glass, and you sing it to him.
We have a connection, Day Day and myself.
Don't compare one to the other.
I'm sorry that you can't have that connection with people like I do.
Don't compare one to the other. Nobody needs a Squidbilly singer.
You're
over
disarming
there.
And interpersonally gifted, is what you're saying.
I'm very disarming. When you meet me, the reason people become part of Squid Nation, Rob, is that. That they notice that I care about other individuals, and there's an instant connection. And see, me and Day Day have that. You're just a mafia member. You're just another number
well, no.
to some people.
People know that I care about their speakers in their car not being broken when you decide to sing into the microphone. So shout out to everybody in their car that doesn't want broken speaker system. But you know what? The guys at the radio shops around town, they probably hate me because they have, you know, less people coming in to get their stereos
fixed.
Are there
really radio shops still around?
Yeah.
Radio shops?
Do you remember? Hey, no.
Cartoons.
All seriousness. Like,
Radio Shack.
There's one right by my house, a cartoons place right by
I
my
I remember
house.
How cool it. Like, I felt like when we went to, it was Best Buy in, like, Douglasville. We went over there and I, like, got my 91.50 that I had in high school. And we got CD player put in, new CD player.
Dude.
The face would come off. And
dude.
I'm like, hey, can you make sure it's wired to the 210s in the back?
Oh, you take the face off and take it inside.
Yeah.
Radio.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I remember distinctly. Somebody posted this on Instagram the other day. Distinctly. I had the one dent, you know, the normal size radio that everybody had that you could pull out, but my screen had the surfer on it. Do y'all remember that
yes.
one?
Yes.
The
no,
screen
I,
had
yes.
the surfer. Like, dude,
yeah.
I thought I was the most brand new thing, or like, and I had made it. Like, mama,
cutting
I made
edge.
It.
And I had a remote.
Exactly.
I had a remote.
Exactly.
I
had a
remote. When I ran off the road.
I had a remote for my extended cab Ford Ranger that I couldn't reach all the way to the head unit.
I'm sitting in a Mustang. I'm like, click. Yeah, I'm so cool.
Did you have the
yes.
What was the old Bad Boy sticker?
Oh, I know the eyebrows.
Was it urinating on a Chevy?
Oh no, I didn't have that. No, I never put.
So classic.
You know what? And I still have never done it to this day. I am not a sticker on the back glass.
I'm not
guy.
Either, man.
I've never done it.
I am not either.
I don't know why.
It's
just, I wanted to. Like, I really want a 3 on one side, you know, like Earnhardt.
I thought.
Mina's murder
same
sticker?
Thing.
But no, I would.
Everybody had that no fear sticker in the back.
Yeah,
of
no
that
fear.
Guy,
baby
I think
on board.
I think that guy's in prison for murder. No fear guy.
You know, I actually had a buddy.
Is that for real?
Yeah, I think so.
The no fear guy's
oh,
in jail.
I'm pretty sure he went to prison.
I got to Google that. My my buddy in seventh grade got his older brother to take him or sister one and get the no fear tattoo on his arm. Boy. And I was like, yeah, it's.
Right next to the tribal armband, the barbed
stays.
Wire on the bicep.
It was actually predated the tribal armbar, actually. But anyways, well, on regular random people in Paulding County, it did anyways.
What do we have? What is this? What is it? Just 10 shopping days until the NFL draft on April 25th up in Detroit, right?
No, it's yeah, I guess so.
Dude.
It's next
10
Thursday.
Shopping days.
Yeah,
I can't wait. I cannot wait for the draft to get here next week. All these questions will be answered, man. And
is this all the random arguing that's just pointless with that he goes, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's like, oh, that player sucks.
I thought Bo and I might come to blows yesterday. And the funny thing was, I kept looking at him going, I 100% agree with everything you're saying. And then I said, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here. And before I know it, Bo's standing up 3 feet away from me, pointing at me. And I was like, "What is about to happen here?"
He's sternum poked
you. Get that little finger out of my face, man!
I was one high octave away from being Gabe Orton on him. You know,
wow. never go full Gabe Orton.
No, can't do that. Can't afford to do that.
All right, Steve Wyche, who was about my age, and we remember when CDs came out. Since we were talking about that,
yeah.
But anyway, sat down with Falcons coach Raheem Morris, and well, there is no debate. Is it best player available, or are they drafting for need?
You know, you're dealing with a veteran reporter here in San Steve, and he's trying to ask me who we're picking at 8.
Yes, I am.
And we're absolutely not going to give that up. We'll take the best player there for us.
Come on.
And we will always stick to that. To put us in a corner or to pigeonhole us at a position will be unfair to the work and the process that's been put on throughout the building since I've been there.
Darius thought you were.
Wait a minute. Best player for us. Does that mean best player available, or are they drafting for need? That little best player for us.
Here we go again. You're going to get both standing up and yelling at me, well, Rob. I can tell you right now, you're poking the bear, man.
I think it's both. If you want to run a certain system, you're not going to get a guy that doesn't fit it in any way, shape, or form, right? I mean, it doesn't make sense. You're going to get the best player available that kind of fits the skill set that you want to do. And I don't think that's not drafting for need like people think. That is getting the best player available on your board. If you're a general manager of a baseball team and you need a fifth starter, right? But your bullpen is set or whatever, you're not going to go sign another closer just because it was the best player available in free agency. You're going to go get...
It's kind of always been my thing. If you're already solidified a position, why would you bring in a guy at that position just because he's the best player available?
Yeah, and that's kind of... But then again, don't reach.
Yeah.
Don't reach. So, you know, that's what I think we were talking... Was it Mark Ross we were talking to where he was like, he said he didn't like the DBs at 8 because he thought that would be overdrafting them. And now he also didn't like Dallas Turner at 8 either because he thought that'd be over. But
who did he like at 8?
I don't think he liked anybody.
He didn't like Brock Bowers in the top 20.
But just with that example.
So the Falcons are going to abstain from drafting based on
you know what?
Well, maybe nobody's good at 8.
We don't need an 8th pick.
Maybe they'll just let their pick go up until they'll just keep getting bypassed.
Vote present.
Since no one will let them trade back, they'll just say, we're just going to keep letting our pick expire.
Right.
And then that way, no one can criticize us for the, you know, positional value in the draft, because that seems to be a big thing with analysts these days.
What chance do the Falcons trade back?
Well, I'm giving it 5%.
5%?
Yeah.
You know, two things have to happen. The run on players has to be a run on wide receivers and quarterbacks early. So, like, the first 7 or 8 picks need to be wide receivers. I see 6 or 7 picks before they can trade back because they're 8. And then you just have to have someone that's willing to do it. And I don't know who makes sense for them to trade back, because you don't want to, I've heard people say, well, the Chiefs might be in that thing, but the Falcons don't want to go that far back. Now you're screwing yourself just to say, well, we traded back to make people happy and got more picks. But I don't know. At Minnesota, it feels like if they're going to trade up, it's going to be to 4 or 5, right?
Yeah, they got to go higher. It's got to be a Denver, somebody like that, who, you know, a Seattle, a guy who maybe they have a quarterback, maybe they don't, something that's not long-term, and hey, let's just take a flyer. Listen, we talked about it yesterday. Bo Nix, he's the, you know, leader in the clubhouse to be drafted by the Broncos, which makes a lot of sense because the amount of money they're paying Russell Wilson to go away, you know, it's the old Billy Bean, David Justice conversation. We're going to pay you $38 million to go away. They need a quarterback on the cheap, right? And so that's going to have to be – but all these moving parts, guys, have to come together in the 7 picks in front of the Falcons. That's why it's so hard to forecast, because there's so many other moving parts of who's available, who's not. Is our guy available? Is our guy not? And for the Falcons, on the Falcon side, do we think the guy that we want will still be available if we trade back? And so can you still get a quality player at 15? I think they can. I think it makes a lot of sense for them to trade back. We had this conversation yesterday, Rob, and we could have had it till we were blue in the face. Dallas Turner is a great, great player, a great outside linebacker. He's not necessarily yet an elite sacker of the quarterback. He fits his defense well, but does that translate to having value at 8? And so that's the question. If he fits the defense in a perfect way, does that equate to having value at number 8? That's the question. So,
watch him go out and get Joe Alt. I would not mind that at all, actually.
Dude, don't even let me go down that road, because that makes a lot of sense for a lot of different reasons for me.
Yeah, it just doesn't financially yet. I mean,
you're a year away from that making sense.
Yeah, that's the only problem for me is you're strapped. You got to have start. That's why I don't like. I heard Baldinger yesterday. I don't like the whole. Well, you know, we're going to go get. Maybe they might go get a quarterback. What sense does that make in a world where you're telling me you're trying to win now and you're going to go get guys that can't help you win now?
I do need to clean something up. It wasn't the No Fear guy. It was the Salt Life guy that went down for murder.
The Salt Life guy.
The Salt Life guy.
That's going to hurt. That's going to
another rear window bumper sticker.
Is that going to?
Our sincerest apologies.
You know who I merged two stories in my head. Do you know who the No Fear guy I was thinking about the other day? You know when the third founder of No Fear, Boris Said, the road course ringer from NASCAR.
He helped found No Fear.
He helped found No Fear.
The Salt Life guy.
The Salt Life guy went down for murdering his girlfriend.
That probably upset a couple of our fantasy league guys.
Yeah, maybe so.
They're Salt Life guys, right?
Those rear bumper stickers, man. I was like, okay, it's one of those.
Boris Said helped found No Fear.
Yeah, dude. And the other two founders are NASCAR drivers.
The hell you say?
Yeah.
All right, coming up in a TV's timeout. What is it? Almost a 60-year career came to an abrupt end yesterday. We'll get into that next. It's the Morning Shift, Triple M for Tiffany, Sports Radio 1990 Game.
Good morning. Back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 6:43 on a Tuesday.
You know this is, Mike?
Give me a second.
This is their most underrated song. It's their best hit that no one ever knows talks
182?
About. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is off their first album, I think. It's called Damn It.
Rob, I want to, before we get to RT's timeout, I want to hit you with this same question. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Nobody wants to hear that.
No. Nobody wants to hear that. Yesterday, we talked about Scottie Scheffler and the situation surrounding whether or not his wife would call him if she went into labor on Sunday.
Right.
I took the position that I understand it's his first kid. He's already won a Masters. That's a whole – I get it. Like, you want to be there for the birth of your child. You already have a green jacket. My position was, if this was your first Masters and maybe your third child – I'm not sure if I'm her, I'm calling him to bother him on Masters Sunday if he's leading the field.
Go have the kid. Let me play golf. Leave me alone.
I think Steak said it best yesterday. We talked to Steak on the crossover, and Steak's like, I'll buy you a beach house as a push present.
Yeah.
Like, and I get it, man. Look, you know how it is. Day-Day knows how it is. You love your children more than you love your own spine. Like, it just, like, I would do literally anything. Like, The birth of my children was the two greatest days of my life. But I've also never won a green jacket.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I've never – and I had the pro at the course yesterday. He actually said it best. He goes, man, what happens when she call – what happens if she doesn't call and you – or you say, hey, I'm not going to make it, and you lose. And, you know, you're frazzled at that point, and you go – and you just fall down. Because that was a four-way tie at the turn yesterday. I'm sorry, Sunday, not yesterday. And Scheffler obviously is able to pull away down the stretch and pulls away from everybody else. But I think
there was a lot of that manufactured. I think they had a plan, him and her, all together. They knew what they were going
to
do.
Well, they had to because there's no cell phones allowed at Augusta.
But I just mean going in, I mean, it was like she, you know, they probably had where he was in the tournament each day after each day. And if there was. Like, he was probably like, if I'm 15th or if I'm 4 or 5 strokes out,
right,
going into Sunday, and you think there's and you're feeling a certain way, there's a chance I'm just leaving. But, you know, and I would probably say 7 or 8 really realistically, but it would have to be like, you know, he would have to be basically, he would basically have been out of contention. I feel like, I think if he was even,
but what
in,
a story for the kid though. You know,
that's what I said.
Where was your dad? Well, my dad was actually wrapping up his second Masters championship on the day I was born.
I said, if it's a girl, I'm naming her Azalea Augusta, and I'm calling it a day. You know, but here's the thing. If he's like me in any way as a first-time father, I thought, so my wife's water broke for our first shot. He was 3 weeks early. And I thought, like, at that point, it's go time. Like, it's, you know, we're within an hour, I thought, at that point. Mm-hmm. No, she calls the doctor. Doctor's like, hey, you know, take a shower, eat a meal, take your time, and we'll see you in a little bit. Whenever you get ready. Dude, the house is on fire in my brain. I'm running around in circles, throwing everything in the car, the go bags, everything. Didn't even have a go bag because it was so early. And so I just hate to think, you know, she calls him and says, hey, my water broke. And he's all of a sudden dropping out of the Masters leading by 3 strokes, and he's on an airplane, and then he gets there, and he has, you know, 12-hour buffer.
Yeah, but I would think that they probably – when there's, like, millions of – no offense to you, but when there's millions of dollars,
none taken.
You probably prep a little differently than when it's just like, yeah, you know, when it happens, we're leaving. So I'm sure they had a plan with the doctor, like, even if this happens, don't panic. You'll still have, you know, like, 36 hours to go, and – you will do this or however long it is. I just think that they probably were I think we're making it too simplistic. I think they were very detailed with their plan on this. I mean, look at the way Scheffler plays. You tell me that guy doesn't pay attention to detail, have everything mapped out. I mean, he does. Trust me.
All right, for TV's timeout, he was never really my cup of tea, but a legendary career came to an end yesterday.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's timeout on the morning shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
It'll be an 0-2 pitch. And he hits it to deep left. Heat goes back. It is gone. Holy cow. Oh, my goodness. I don't believe it. Rick Kemp! I don't believe it! Remember what I just said, if he hits a home run, that certifies this game as the wackiest, wildest, most improbable game in history.
July 4th, well actually it had bled into July 5th, 1985, about 3 in the morning. Braves and Mets going at it. Rick Kemp, a relief pitcher who went to West Georgia, by the way, not known for his hitting, terrible hitter, hits a home run to prolong the game. Braves ultimately lose that game, and they still shot off the fireworks at 4 in the morning over there at Fulton County Stadium. But John Sterling, 85 years old, just kind of abruptly retired as a Yankees play-by-play man. Been with them since 89, born and raised up there. He did Braves games from 82 to 87, Hawks games from like 81 to 89. I never really liked him that much. But to a lot of people up in New York just reading social media, he was that steady voice.
Sure.
You know, steady voice of Yankee baseball in spite of his corny home run calls and sometimes maybe over-the-top theatrics. But
the Yankees win. Yeah, that was – yeah. You know, he's
health concerns.
Actually
evidently.
Good friends with Steve Holman.
Yeah.
Him and Steve worked together back with the Hawks for a while. Yep. So.
He was with the Hawks from 81 to 89. Yep. So – he steps down, but it just makes me think of all the guys I had growing up. You know, I love Skip. Skip Carey is the greatest Carey of all time. Absolutely hilarious. Pete Van Wieren, of course. Al Serrato at Georgia Tech. Larry Munson, University of Georgia. So those voices mean something to you. It's kind of jarring when they go away. So I guess for a lot of Yankee fans, it's going to be you'll feel the absence. Even though he wasn't my thing necessarily, but, you know, I get it.
He did the A-bomb from A-Rod, right?
Yep. An A-bomb from A-Rod. Yeah, that, Yankees win.
Yeah, there was some, look, there was some annoyingness, but legend nonetheless. I mean, to do it that long.
Yep.
He's no Vin Scully. I mean, not even in the same ballpark.
Nobody's Vin Scully.
So you think that Skip.
Is he like at least Bob Uecker?
Yeah. That?
So do you think it's Skip, Harry, and then Chip?
Yeah. And I think Chip's good, but Chip's just not as funny as Skip was. Skip was always grouchy. And I loved when Skip had a call-in show before the Braves broadcast.
Oh, boy.
He would just berate callers. It was just hilarious.
Yeah.
I grew up on Harry. I grew up a Cubs fan. I grew up on Harry. Harry was the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for my childhood, Harry was the show. And they put him on. You know, during my childhood, with the driest personality and Steve Stone that you could ever imagine.
I
like him, but to your point, he's not the storyteller. He's not it's not the wit. It's just a very, very dry. But Harry was the show. I mean, Harry
maybe we
knew
need another bombastic guy in there.
It was secondary. Like, everything on the field was secondary. Harry's doing broadcasts from the bleachers, pounding beer.
Shirtless.
And he's going, Oh, there's a 3-run triple. Anyways, I was over at the Cubby Bear yesterday. Yeah, and you're like, dude, what?
Those days are gone. They're just and that's unfortunate. They're never coming back. I always thought.
Yeah, sober broadcasting's lame.
it really is. I could never understand how he knew where every fan was from. And Skip, he'd be like,
right.
Yeah, fan from Dothan, Alabama makes the play, and I'm like, how does he know? They must give him like a layout of who bought tickets from. I mean, I just thought it was so cool. Like, how did he know? And of course,
my funniest Skip memory for me, one of the businessman specials, you know, getaway day,
yeah.
Like a noon.
Oh,
first
yeah.
Pitch at 12:20,
yeah.
And Skip would say, a lot of older guys here were their nieces today. It's side piece Saturday at the ballpark.
Do you remember? there's one, and I've heard it recently, but like his wife was in the crowd or something, and he talked about how expensive what she was wearing was or something. It was hilarious. I have to go back and refind it, but I'm probably butchering it to no end. But he was so good with that stuff. I mean, he was, man. And Brandon Gaudin, for the record, has done a great job stepping in.
He's got the right amount of wit.
He does.
Yeah, he's got the right amount of wit.
Who does?
Brandon Gaudin does the TV now for the.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, he does. Yeah.
If there was a little, I think if
he does a great job, it kind of sounds big time, even bigger time.
It sounds big time with the fun that Skip would have. Obviously, yeah. Not to the same extent, but to Mike's point, the wit is there.
All right. Get back into it. The draft is looming, gentlemen. We're going to dive further into this, what the Falcons will do at 8, and I guess we'll hear from Chad Reuter. When did you guys have him on?
We didn't.
You didn't? Somebody did. What we're going to hear is on the damn sheet here. So we're gonna
talk somewhere about something.
Yeah. Well, next we're going to talk about what's on the damn sheet. On Morning Shift Sports Radio 99 again.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.